Architects from Big proposed a design they are calling the Wave. It's a giant loop that dives into Tampa Bay. The plans include a top-floor viewing room with an observation deck above that, about 30 feet higher than the current pier. There's also access to the water for swimming and small boat docking. Designers said they wanted visitors to have a view either back into the downtown skyline or out to the bay. One resident, V, said the Wave was her favorite.
It's very gentle on the eye and appears to be very gentle with nature and the environment around it. It's not really intrusive. It's that circle that keeps going.
The Wave's gentle rise and descent from land to water might be a great way to welcome visitors to take a swim, but not everyone thinks swimming in the bay is a good idea. Community volunteer Shirley O'Sullivan said she'd rather drive 15 minutes to the Gulf to go swimming.
It's one of the major shark populations in the whole state of Florida is located right here in Tampa Bay. You can verify that. The other reason is at one point the main sewer line from the city of St. Petersburg ran off of Albert Whitted Airport into the bay. So the bay was extremely polluted for many, many years. Thanks to people like Tampa Bay Watch, the bay is starting to get cleaner and beginning to come back, but it still is not truly feasible for swimming.
The Wave presentation had a lot of people nodding with approval, but some of the elements of the design might not ever get built, even if it wins the competition. The city gave firms a $50 million budget. To stay within that limit, the Wave design would lack permanent shade structures along the pier's approach and several key elements displayed in models. Principal architect Tim Clemens said the extras are long-term goals if more money becomes available.
The $12 million would be the tributary park that we discussed, and that would not be in phase one. In the initial phase, that would be the Wave Walk, what we call the Wave Walk in the Wave. That's the $49 million. Okay. So that's what we're proposing is that in response to this competition, again, as Martha and Bjarke described, the tributary park is, we've proposed a framework that in some ways we see as relatively modest and achievable, but we still know that the funds aren't available for that at this time.
West 8's proposed first stage of what they are calling the Eye includes a bridge leading to a three-level pavilion. But to proceed with the second phase of the project, a spaceship-like shell around the pavilion, the city would have to come up with another $19 million. And after that, another $29 million would be required to add a four-acre sandbar. Businessman Mark Guthrie says he sees the potential for failure in this kind of planning.
I don't see revenue sustainability because there's not much as far as how are you going to derive revenue from activities out there. So that's one of the things I'm really concerned about. We don't want this to be an albatross for the city to like pump millions of dollars in every year. It needs to be financially sustainable.
Michael Maltzen Architects calls their pier design the Lens. The budgeted project doesn't include bike paths shown on models. Not much more than the Tierra-like structure and bridge is included. Guthrie said the Lens was his favorite design, even if additional funding was needed.
There is a large amphitheater that has a parking structure. And what's cool about that is that it looks out towards the pier, and there's a place you can bring boats in also.
Some residents didn't like any of the plans. Shirley O'Sullivan doesn't even like the already standing inverted pyramid.
I personally would like to see a Spanish Mediterranean open air. I'd like to incorporate gardens and fountains and Spanish tile and have it open on four sides and just be a more people-friendly place and good restaurants. Even though we've got excellent restaurants in Beach Drive, it's very nice to be able to sit out on the water.
A panel of jurors, including industry professionals and elected officials, was on hand to judge the three designs. The panel will make a recommendation to St. Pete City Council on January 20th. A final vote is expected by mid-February. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.